Hey, you're listening to the C3 Network Podcast with Dan Holland. Our mission is to create a network of microchurches that are finding, teaching, and equipping people to be on mission. Our hope is that this encourages you. Be sure to leave us a review so you can help us share our message with more people who need to hear it. And now, Dan Holland.
Have you ever encountered someone who has a dubious and dishonest character, but still managed to succeed in life? Maybe you've worked or studied with someone who displayed arrogance, selfishness, and deceitfulness. However, appeared to have been born into privilege and good fortune. If you can imagine such a person, then you can understand how the people in Isaac's community might have viewed his son Jacob. Jacob was a wicked character. He was a deceitful, dishonest, and promiscuous man. But despite his terrible behavior, he seemed to always come out on top. Jacob's story is one long litany of self-centeredness, deceit, and success. As we read it, in the back of our minds, we need to ask the question, why? Why was such a rotten character blessed so profusely? Through this process, we might gain some insight into ourselves and to our beliefs about God. Hello, my name is Dan Holland, and I'm your guide through Genesis. Over the next few minutes, we'll set the table and start the conversation, and then you can keep the conversation going right where you are. So when Moses told the story of Jacob, he was very graphic. We see him wearing different hats throughout his life. First, he was a con man. He took advantage of his brother's foolishness and stole his birthright. He had no reservations about exploiting someone's vulnerability for his own gain. And later on, we see him becoming aggressive in his greed by deceiving his father and taking the Lord's name in vain to make his lies sound plausible. These actions make him a despicable character, not unlike those who hide the truth or deceive others for their own benefit. And Jacob's family life was also a mess. Surprise! With pride, greed, deceit, jealousy, sexual immorality, and spite, which caused chaos in his household. Finally, we see later in chapter 30, Jacob becoming a successful businessman. However, despite his less than honorable past, he was able to build a prosperous life and family through hard work and determination. Now, there's no shortage of Jacobs in our day and time. Think about how easy and subtle it is to be all about ourselves. Maybe not to the level of clinical narcissism, but for sure, all about you doing you. The young person hiding the truth from her parents. The guy selling his car, but not telling the whole truth about its collision history. The businesswoman working in a highly religious area and becoming tied to the local church, well, because it's good business. See, the story of Jacob is so intriguing precisely because he was so morally messed up. He was a lying son, a stealing brother, a cheating husband, a selfish father, and a mud-slinging son-in-law. Not much to be impressed with. And that's what makes Genesis 28 so amazing. That's where we read that the Lord had a few words for this morally repugnant character, Jacob. You're not going to believe this. Verse 13, chapter 28. He said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples of the earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. What? That is not what we would have expected to hear. The incongruity seems even more obvious when we read a verse like Romans 9, verse 13. Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Jacob I loved? Huh? How can that be? How could God love Jacob? Before we get to our discussion, I'll point out two things to answer that question. The first part of the answer lies in God's sovereignty. Remember, God chose Jacob as the child of the promise before he and Esau were ever born. He knew what was going to happen. Here's the bottom line. God loved undeserving Jacob to demonstrate that God, as God, can love anybody he chooses. He's sovereign. He's supreme. He has control over creation. He's in charge. He was before all things, and he gets to choose who he wants to choose. On the other hand, we all, like sheep, have gone astray, each of us has turned to our own way. And if God had not called us, none of us would ever seek him. We are chosen. That's the genius of the gospel. God didn't choose us because of anything that we have done or will do. This is the whole lesson of Jacob's life. If we're anything like Jacob and his sons, and we have seen that we are, then we don't want to depend on our own works or our own wills, but on God who shows mercy. All right, the second reason why God chose Jacob is to demonstrate his grace. The account may seem unfair as God chose Jacob over Esau and allowed Jacob's schemes to work. However, we have to acknowledge that it isn't fair. And that it would have been fair if God had sent Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and their entire family to hell for all of eternity. And you might think, that's a bit strong, but is it? They were all flawed humans, just like us. See, everyone has a little bit of Jacob in them, such as a con man, a spin doctor, a cheater, a greedy heart. And the Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So it may seem unfair that God loved Jacob, the scoundrel. But you see, when we're thinking clearly, we don't really want God to treat us fairly. Instead, we really want God to grant us grace as he did Jacob, and thank God that he has. He has given us his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So the question is, have you believed in the Son of God? Have you entrusted yourself to God whose grace is given to us unfairly? If you have, then you realize that you and I are the dirty, rotten, undeserving scoundrels with the silver spoons in our mouths. And aren't you thankful to God for his grace and mercy? All right, now to get the conversation started, read Genesis chapters 27 and 28, and then say whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The consequences of jealousy are always destructive. So do you agree or disagree? Now let the conversation begin.
Thanks for tuning in. If you like this podcast, we post a new episode each week. So be sure to subscribe and leave us a review so you can help share our message. We'll see you next time.